Hello, today we are receiving three international students and we will ask them some questions for the Commission de Développement Durable about ecology.
Can you tell us who you are and where you're from?
My name is Victor and I come from Denmark.
My name is Yunus and I also come from Denmark.
My name is Arturo and I come from Spain.
Thank you. So now let's start with the more interesting question. Firstly, how do you feel about ecology? Is it something important for you?
Yes, I would say so. Ecology means that we can get our world to be a better place and we can take care of it. So I think it's very important.
Yeah, and I also feel the same. For me, it's very important as well. And what do you mean exactly about ecology, if I would ask? Do you have a more specific way of defining it?
Way of life, your everyday life, but also in your school life, your family life. So how do you... Okay. Is there some action that you do in your home?
Yeah, for me, it's very important that I have a balance between everything, between my everyday life and my family. And, you know, having a well-balanced, especially when I go to a school where there's a lot of homework in Denmark. So that's why it's very important for me to balance it all.
For me, yes, it's a very important part. And I think it's something that we should all work in.
So, precisely, what do you do personally to protect the environment at home, for example?
Well, at home we have different trash bins, so we can put plastic there and put maybe metal in another place, so it can be recycled. And I also try to turn off the lights when I'm not in the room, so I don't use unnecessary electricity.
Yeah, and for me, it's the same. In Denmark, we have very strict laws about recycling, and especially when it comes to plastic, they have to be in a certain bin, as Victor just said. But also the electricity, I try to use as minimal as possible, especially when it's dark. And when I just, for example, read instead, I will... Yeah, or read on my computer, I don't need any light on my room for mostly a majority of the time, so yeah.
In my house, we do everything that we just said and no more things. Recycle, use the less light possible, and that's all.
Do you think at your school you talk now about sustainable development and ecology?
Maybe you should start.
For me, I think this is a very important topic, and we also have a lot of it in the school, especially in different matière subjects. So it's in, for example, SES, as you have it, we call it society. We have something about climatique, le changement climatique. And also when we actually have French, we also have a topic about the climate. So it's very important on the agenda. And also when we talk political-wise, it's also one of the primary topics in a top priority. So it's very important in Denmark, and we try to be role models or first movers on everything, especially when we innovate stuff and something like that.
In my school in Spain, we talk very much about this topic, but it's a problem that not so much people think that it's so important. So no, they don't do enough. They don't pay enough attention to this problem.
Well, I go to the same school, so it's basically the same as Eunice said. We also have a recycling at our school too, and it's very important in most classes. For example, I have biotechnology, and we also talk about how we can use that subject to get a better climate in our world.
So, are there projects in your school in favor of ecology? And if yes, what project?
We have had some special weeks where we have done some projects to maybe find a new innovation to that can help get the climate better. I really can't remember them very well. Maybe you can.
Yeah, I also don't remember. But actually, right now I have something like economy, and then we're trying to start our own business. And when we start our own business, it has to be focused on the environment and how to improve some things that don't already exist, or maybe it already exists, but improve them to be better for the environment. So we're going to actually have a competition, which is called the European Business Games, which we will be participating in. And then we will, if we win, we'll actually pitch our ideas to some investors or even some business owners themselves to, yeah, to maybe recommend how to use this in their corporate business, for example.
In my school, everything that you have to work in groups, you have to do it about something that it's good with the environment. So it has a really important part on, in our school. And we have a garden and we can plant many things like vegetables or fruits.
Okay. And finally, what is your country's relationship with ecology?
Our country is it's very important. With ecology for our country. We have a lot of windmills to have a green energy, so it doesn't come from fossil fuels. And we also try to use the sun to get energy from and try to recycle. And the relationship with ecology is very important in Denmark.
Yeah, as I also said before, a previous question, Denmark is trying to be one of the top first movers in the whole world when it comes to ecology and the climate and taking care of it. So we are very innovative and thinking of different things to improve the climate and to improve the ecology almost every day. So yeah.
In Spain, we also have windmills and many solar panels, and we use the renewable energy to improve our good a relationship with the ecologism.
In order to do a sustainable development, I think.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for this interview.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.